songs. There's none like you. You can search all over and you can't find nobody. There is nobody greater than our God. There's none like our God. Does anybody believe that?
In all the earth.
Should get excited about that. Amen.
Yes.
Truly, there is none like our God.
Hallelujah.
If you're a believer, you should be excited about that. Amen.
Hallelujah.
If you're a believer, amen.
Hallelujah.
You ought to get excited about that.
Yes.
None like our God.
One
that would die just for you. That you may be set free. That you can be free at last. Thank God Almighty, we can be free at last because of our God. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last because of what Jesus did. Amen. Telling you all, okay, I'm gonna try to hold my mute, but see, I've got a shout in my spirit because God has been just so good to me. Because I realize without Him, I'm nothing. Without Him, I'm nothing. He took what I used to be and made me what I am. Hallelujah. Anybody got any used to be stories?
Yes.
And so glad that it's in your past. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of the Holy Ghost, for the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. And see, I love that song. He took what I was and made me who I am.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Let us just pray and thank God.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
For a few moments.
Thank you, Lord.
Our Father and our God.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you for loving us despite us. God, we thank you for Jesus, who died just for us so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. God, we thank you for making a way out of no way. God, we thank you for being our bridge over troubled waters. God, we just thank you for forgiving us when we just get it wrong, God. But you love us so much that you forgive us and restore us back to where we need to be, God, and we thank you for that. God, we thank you for this Pentecost Sunday when the Holy Spirit came to dwell with each one of us and give us an anointed power to be a different person. and to make a difference in this world. God, we thank you. Now, God, we have some concerns, God, and we know you're the God who's listening that will answer us, God. So meet your people right now in the name of Jesus where they are and give them the victory as only you can. God, forgive me if there be anything in me that may not be like you. If it's there, God, strip it away right now in the name of Jesus. And if I hear you speak, God, I will stand here boldly and declare it to your people. Now, God, may your power, your anointing, your presence, your glory be felt throughout this entire building. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the believers say amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Pentecost Sunday. Fifty days after Jesus' resurrection. Amen. The comforter. The advocate.
Hallelujah.
The counselor.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Came to us to guide us in all truth.
Amen.
In all truth. So our scripture reading this morning is from Acts. Instructions from Jesus, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus talking to his disciples, but we are his disciples, so he's talking to us this morning. This word is still relevant for us.
Amen.
If you believe it. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And it reads this way in the NIV. And if you're founded, if you would just stand in reverence to God's word, you won't be standing long. But if you're able, and everyone is not able, and I understand that. And in the NIV Bible, Acts 1, verse 8. Just follow along with whatever version of the Bible you have as I read from the NIV. And Jesus is talking to us. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You may be seated. You will be my witnesses when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I will give you power so that you could be my witnesses. So the title this morning is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words in the form of a question. And I believe that Jesus is talking to us this morning through this title. Because sometimes we get busy being busy. But Jesus is saying, and God is saying to the church this morning, will you be a witness?
Amen.
Will you be a witness? So this is not a time for you to look to your right or even to your left. Because it is all about you and your relationship with your Lord and your Savior, Jesus the Christ. It is a time for you to have a conversation with the man or woman in the mirror.
Amen.
And ask yourself, not even considering what others are doing or have not done, but But this is a conversation that you're having with the woman or the man in the mirror. Will I be a witness for him? The one who has done so much just for me. While I was in the middle of my mess, he died just for me. The one who loved me so much that he died that I may have life and have it more abundantly. He died that I may be set free of any bondage, any barriers, any chains that would be holding me back. The one who could have come down from that cross, but he decided to stay just for me. He decided to stay there in pain and in agony that I may be forgiven, that I may have eternal life. See, have this conversation with yourself. So I asked you this morning, every one of you, will I be a witness for him? This message this morning is familiar to many of us from the book of Acts, written by the physician Luke. He also wrote the book of Luke, and the gospel of Luke, and it just continued on. Luke is here telling the readers about the birth of our church, about our church history. And I would suggest to you, anytime you become part of a group, you should understand the history of that group. You shouldn't just associate with people and groups because it appears that they're doing the right thing. So if you want to understand your faith and why we say we believe Christ, understand the history of our church. This book is sometimes called the Acts of the Apostles, because it tells us what the apostles did when Jesus went on back to heaven, you all. It's also called the Acts of the Holy Spirit, because it tells us about the coming and the work of God's Spirit after Jesus' resurrection. Read the book. In this book of Acts, we see how the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, works and forms God's church, empowering the church to go outside of their walls and reach out and be the difference where people were confused and dying. This book covers 30 remarkable years of the Christian church. Read the book. And how the Holy Ghost power came upon Jesus' followers with a flame of faith. See, they were on fire for the Lord. Because of that Holy Ghost power, they were able to preach, to teach, to heal, and demonstrate the love of God. Let somebody say amen to that. And as I will repeat that they demonstrate, I don't know why God said repeat, they demonstrated the love of God. See, people, it's easy to talk about love. Come on, Brother Rudy. He understands what I'm saying right about now. We do a lot of talking about love. But that Holy Ghost power will give you what you need to love the more excellent way. Amen. See, Paul wrote, said, love is patient. See, when people say they love me, I'll be watching it. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not proud. Love is not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. Love doesn't keep a record of wrong. I don't know who needs to hear that this morning. But the apostle said it is the most excellent way. As you're seeking all kinds of things you want to do, love is the most excellent way to glorify your Father who art in heaven. Even Jesus told us what? To love one another. Because truly, love never fails. So our ministries, the mission, must be based here at Abundant Life on love. A love of Christ and a love for people. Does anybody agree with me this morning? Let the believers say amen. So let's go back to what Jesus was telling his disciples. His last words spoken to them as before he ascended into heaven. He gave them a promise, and God gives good for making his promises come true. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. See, Jesus was on the way back to the Father. His work was completed here on earth. And when our morning text opened, Jesus is having a conversation just explaining this is your mission. See, do you understand your mission? Really? Do you understand your purpose? Really? See, they had been in training for 3 years with him. They had watched him preach. They had watched him teach. They had watched him heal and perform many miracles. But now it was time for them to apply what they had learned. See, we're a life application church. Now it's time for the disciples to apply it. He told them, I want you to be my witness. Matter of fact, he told them, you will be my witnesses. They will be a witness in what? Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. See, God wanted everyone to be saved. He wanted everyone to hear the good news. He didn't want anyone to perish. So he sent this power of the Holy Ghost to his people so that we would be anointed to do the work. See, the relevant question this morning is, will you be a witness for him? Busy people. Because you know we get busy because we're important people. We got so much on our calendar that we must do. And then sometimes people say, well, God understands. And you know what I tell them. Yeah, he does. He understands that you have your life out of order. You have your priorities out of order because the Bible tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all that stuff you're chasing, he'll provide for you. Amen. So all this that they're going through is still relevant for us. We need the power, however, to fulfill our call and to fulfill our mission. What a lesson for all of us. The Bible says he told them to wait. Don't you rush out there and try to do ministry without the Holy Ghost power. Amen. Don't you even try to carry on God's work without that power. Don't you go out in your flesh trying to minister to anybody. See, you got to pray that the Holy Ghost power will lead and direct you to all truth. Amen. Hallelujah. So also we must love as Christ loved. He taught them, if you read about this church, were they not in unity, on one accord, working together? to do the will and the work of God. See, this is for our church. God has great work for us. And yes, we have many people highly educated, many people highly talented, well trained. But without the Holy Ghost power, they are ineffective, you all. Don't you leave home without it going into ministry. Don't you depend on yourself. See, Jesus knew his disciples. He had been with them for 3 years. He knew they were fearful. They were scared, you all. Come on, y'all. These are the same guys that were locked down behind closed doors when the Savior was being crucified. They were fleeing. They were denying. They were just disillusioned. They were crying. Locked down during the crucifixion. These men, don't they seem the least likely to be candidates that go forth boldly proclaiming the gospel? But they did, because he gave them the Holy Ghost power. See, that's what we need, you all. We need people to operate in this power. See, to some, the mission may have been impossible for them. But with this power, they were able to change lives, you all. They were able to move in ministry in an excellent way. Their witness would begin in Jerusalem. Listen to this. Read the Bible. In the city where they had forsaken the Lord and fled to save their own lives. That's where Jesus told them to start. Right there where they deserted him. Go and tell somebody the good news. Go and tell somebody that their lives can be transformed. And then they went on to the other places, Judea, where the Jews were. They went on to Samaria, where the Gentiles were, telling them the good news. The good news. The Bible tells us, as soon as the Savior had commissioned his disciples, he went on back to heaven. Y'all got this. Just wait till you get that power. You've been in training. You got this. Go tell somebody about the good news. So as they waited for the Holy Spirit, the Bible says they were on one accord. Church, we can't go anywhere in ministry unless we're on one accord. We won't walk into our new building unless we're on one accord. See, these scriptures are written for us to apply them to our lives. But they waited and they were on one accord. The Bible says wait for the Holy Spirit. Has God ever told you to wait and you got impatient and you went on anyway? Decided God is taking too long. I can fix this thing. Wait for the power of the Holy Spirit that leads and directs us to truth. Takes us where we need to go, you all. Sometimes we get ahead of God. Oh, yes, you know about it. We get ahead of God. We're going to fix this thing. See, God got a lot of people he has to look after, but this one, I got it.
Amen.
Come on, somebody, do you understand what I'm saying? See, Jesus is speaking to believers. You have to believe this in order for it to work for you. So more than 2,000 years ago, Luke wrote this for us to apply to our lives. Amen. Go and tell somebody about Jesus. And I'm just trying to get to our life application part. I would suggest to you this morning that as long as we have conflicts in our family, in our church family, can you believe it? In the church? See, God needs witnesses. Come on, somebody. As long as we have black on black crime, crimes in our communities. God needs witnesses. He needs us to go out and be the difference. As long as people are homeless, people are suffering, people are hungry, people are depressed, God needs us to be witnesses. Will you be a witness for him? As long as people are contemplating suicide, as long as there are drive-by shootings in our communities, God needs witnesses, you all. Come on, we always talk about what we need God to do. Yeah, he's able to deliver you, make you whole, but God needs witnesses. Come on, somebody. As long as our children are threatened in school, unsafe, God needs his people to hit the streets and be witnesses for him. As long as our children's minds are being poisoned by the internet, by TV, by the crazy music that they're living and listening to, God needs witnesses. Will you be a witness? Will you make a difference and be the difference in this world? Come on, somebody. Yeah, God is good and God is great and he provides for us. But what will you do? What will you do? Often I hear people complaining about our young people, about what's going on in our communities. But what are you doing to make a difference? Amen. Don't tell me the problem if you're not part of the solution. Come on, somebody up in here. Will you be a witness? See, this message is for abundant life. We have great work to do out there to be a difference. But are you willing to give of yourself and be a difference? Are you willing to put some people aside, some stuff aside, to be a witness for God, to be a difference? See, I believe it starts with the church. We cannot close our doors and be safe from the outside. We are to go and be the difference. Come on, somebody. Will you be one of those that will say yes to God? Hallelujah. Will you be one that as you navigate through the street, whether you're at school or where you are, to say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. Will you tell somebody? Come on, people of God. Will you not wait for somebody else, not look to your right or to your left? Will you be the difference? God said, and Jesus told them, when the power comes upon you, you're ready to go. But don't go home. Don't go. Don't leave home without it. Come on, people of God. Don't leave home without it. Stop waiting on God just to give me, like he's a Santa Claus. What are you willing to do for God? What are you willing to do? He provides for his own anyway. So do we have any witnesses this morning that's willing to tell somebody about the great God, the good God, the faithful Lord that died for us all? The one that said, God so loved the world, he sent Jesus. Are you willing to tell somebody? So I just asked you, did you tell anybody last week about Jesus? When you move about during the day and during the week, do you talk about Jesus? Say, what are you talking about? Really? Come on, people. What are you really talking about? What are you telling people? Talking about clothes? Talking about food? But do you ever talk about the goodness of Jesus? See, I remember this old song. It said, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself what the Lord has done for me. See, a testimony could bless so many people. Sister Beatrice told her testimony in Bible study last week. Was it not a blessing? And we encourage her to tell others how good God is. God still heals. God still delivers. See, your testimony will draw others to your God. Said I wasn't going to tell nobody. But I. And then this other song went this way. I am just a nobody. Come on. Trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody? Are you willing to talk about your God? The one that gave you the breath of life this morning. The one that got you out of bed, opened your eyes, helped you walk, feed yourself. Are you willing to tell anybody about Jesus this morning? Is anybody willing this morning? If you're willing, just stand all over this sanctuary. Say, I'm going to be a witness for him. I will commit to be the difference that will change some things in this dying world. I'll say yes, Lord, completely yes to your will and to your way. You love me so much you died for me, so I say yes. Yes, Lord, I will trust you and obey.
Amen.
God, use me to your glory. Oh, yes, God, I understand the cost of discipleship. It's going to cost me something. Family members may stop talking to me. Friends may leave me behind. But I'm going on with you, Lord. See, I'm going to put the cross in front of me. I'm going to leave that junk behind me. And I'm going to tell someone about his goodness. Come on. I'm going to be a witness for him. I just hope you get this in your spirit. Yeah, God is good. But I'm going to be a witness for him. I'm going to go out and work for him. I'm going to go out and bless somebody. I'm going to go out and be the difference to help save some dying folks.
Amen.
Just say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. See, everybody is not ready for this. And some people are just scared to death. What did Jesus say? I'm going to give you power, that Holy Ghost power. Do you have it this morning? Do you have the power? Come on, people of God. Do you have that Holy Ghost power deep down in your soul? See, don't go without it. Do you have that power, the Holy Ghost power? Come on. Come on, people of God. Do you have it? And are you willing to put some of your personal stuff aside?
Amen.
Just put it aside. Turn off that TV sometimes.
Come on.
You don't always have to watch sports and golf and tennis.
Amen.
I'm sorry. You don't have to be at the club every time it opens. All that important stuff. Will you just put some of it aside and say, I'm going to be a witness for him. Come on. This is Pentecost Sunday. You have power. Come on, y'all. Just sing this, will you?